Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 121, Let Your Light Shine. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. Sit with that for just a moment. Jesus is not making a request. He is making a declaration. Let your light shine as if it were already settled, as if the light were already inside you, just waiting to get out. And it is. But notice carefully what he says. The light is his. You are the lamp. Shining is not showing off. It is not building a brand or crafting an image. It is reflecting the one who lit you. There is a world of difference between a lamp that draws eyes to itself and a lamp that simply lights the room. Jesus is calling you to be the second one. In this light, it has to be seen. That's where it gets a little uncomfortable for us, isn't it? We tend to think of faith as something private, something tucked in the heart, something for Sunday morning. But Jesus is talking about good works that can be seen. Real faith leaves visible traces in the everyday, not on a stage, in the everyday. Monday morning, the office, the shop floor, the kitchen. Faith that never comes out of hiding ends up lighting nobody at all. And here is the most beautiful part. The whole point of the shining is not your applause. Jesus makes that absolutely clear. A good work has an arrow pointing upward, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. When you act with integrity and people notice, when you help without keeping score, and someone sees it, when you hold your patience where everyone else would have lost theirs, that points to God. You don't even have to say his name. The work already speaks. Because as work, light has plain, ordinary names. Honesty when no one is watching. A deadline met because your word is good. Patience with a difficult colleague. Help offered with no invoice attached. Small works, but a great brightness. One candle in a dark room changes the whole room. So what is it that puts out that light? Fear. Fear of what people will think. Fear of seeming different, of seeming naive, of standing out. Jesus calls that hiding your lamp under a basket, and he says, don't do it. Do not hide out of shyness what God lit out of love. The world does not need one more person whose faith is folded up and put away. It needs light, and you have it. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, before you open your inbox, before the day picks up speed, send one encouraging message to a colleague. Just one. It can be short. It can be simple. It just has to be real. Light switched on in the very first hour. That is what it means to shine. That is what it looks like to let the arrow point up. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.